Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Hey, how we doing, folks? Welcome along. Thanks a million for joining us and all that sort of carry on. It's a special one, this, you know. It's a special PJ and Jim podcast because literally the next time you hear a PJ and Jim podcast, PJ will be older.
I will be older, and I plan on aging a whole year in this weekend, to be quite honest with you.
Because, like, so as we're recording this, right, it's Thursday. And his birthday is on bank holiday Monday. So by the next time it rolls around, he will have gone from being 46 to 47. Although, we did have that disputed. Somebody is saying that your Wikipedia page claims that you're a year older.
I don't know. Yeah, somebody did that ages ago to wind me up. I can't remember why.
Why go a year older? Why not go 10 years older?
Yeah, I think
it's a strange one. What's your year of birth?
75. Yeah, so...
Okay, let me just work that one out.
Yeah, 75. It's 2022.
Yeah.
So 46 is what I am now, and 47 is what I'll be on Monday.
So 2022.
Look at him, he doesn't believe me.
Minus 19.
I know I'm shitty at sums, but I'm not that bad.
Equals 47. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, 47.
47. So that's what you will be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mind you, I'm adopted, so maybe it's a rough guess. I suppose we picked it. We're hoping that it's accurate. I've never actually seen a birth cert.
Have you not?
No, I've never seen my own birth cert.
That's mad.
Yeah, I only ever had an adoption cert, so I've never seen my own birth cert, you know.
So can you track that stuff down?
I can get it now because I know the name that I was born under.
Grand.
So I was born Dermot. That was the name I was given when I was born.
Were you?
Yeah. But I don't think it suits me, really.
I don't know if you look like a Dermot.
No, I don't think
especially
so.
Now that we have celebrity Dermots.
Yeah, there's
I mean, Dermot Bannon and...
Dermot Gavin
and...
Yeah, you need a skill
Dermot
to carry...
Desmond.
If you're going to be called Dermot, you have to have a skill. I don't have any.
Yeah, I suppose. I think you just look like a PJ.
I feel like one as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever that feels like. If I was to explain it to you now, I'd say it's a slightly fattening 12-year-old with shitty knees. Who's planning on getting drunk
for
all weekend?
It could have been a Dermot. Could have been a Dermot and Jim.
Yeah, imagine what show that would be.
Yeah.
I don't know what. That doesn't sound like a good radio show to me at all.
Sure, yeah, you're right. Your aunt with a Dermot in it sounds rubbish.
What would that show be even about? Yeah. What would that show even be about? Dermot and Jim, this week we're going to give you the gardening tips of the decade.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're definitely much more of a PJ.
Yeah, I think so. I'm really planning on going balls out there this weekend. I mean, absolutely ridiculous.
You're planning on doing it this weekend? For the last 2 months?
Yeah, do you know what I'm doing? I'm doing what you do. I'm doing this thing where I go, right, now, that's it. That's fucking it. Right, I am absolutely knocking it on the head.
Yeah.
After this weekend. That's what I'm doing. Although I'm not going to, because sure, the weekend after I'm going to Iceland.
Oh, japers.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, no, okay. This month. This is the last. This month. I've definitely gone. Right. I got birthday and Iceland and then back to normal.
The amount of weeks that I've literally done that. No, this is it now. And I mean, whatever. Anything happens or I catch a glimpse of myself in the mirror and it's like, oh my God, like 8 months pregnant stuff. And you're like, no, you have. That's it now, Jim. That, knock it on the head. You can't do it. Yeah, like, it's enough is enough now. You know what I mean? Come on, stop messing about. Cop yourself on. And then a text arrives. Do you fancy an early one? Oh, all right.
Yeah, I know. This is what happens, isn't it?
Straight away.
And with me now, genuinely, every morning I get in and go, if these fucking trousers don't fit today, what am I going to do? Like, I don't have anything else. And they're getting tighter and tighter. And I'm after bursting through two of them in a week. I have to go and buy more trousers now. And then I'll be thinking, well, there's no point in me losing weight now. I'll be able to fit the new trousers.
Yeah.
You come up with the maddest excuses.
Do you ever have... you're not a hoarder, you see.
No, not really.
So you don't have that thing like that I would have. There'd be shirts or something or whatever that I'd have that they wouldn't go near me now.
Oh, yeah, no,
and,
I throw
and
things
still
out.
Still,
yeah.
I'd get the... this is going to change. I'm getting back in shape and all that.
Yeah.
It may never happen.
I know.
It never occurs to you. You do realise they'll be miles out of fashion by the time you're back in shape.
Yeah, I've as much chance of getting back into me baby grow as I do getting into some of the t-shirts I was wearing a year ago even.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Yeah, definitely. But it's then I start doing these other things. I start going, right, if I spend the money on something else, I'll be too scabby to spend it on myself. So I start doing this, you know.
Yeah.
So I start going, right, what do I need? Right, a lamp. I need a lamp. I need a lamp for the bedroom. I says I need a lamp.
Right.
So I went online and then I saw you can get a lamp, an IKEA lamp for €2.
No way.
Yeah, 250. Yeah, just over €2. 250.
Jesus.
You get an IKEA lamp. And that's exactly what I went on. Jesus Christ, 250 for a lamp. Fucking just two of them is a pint. And they went for a pint. I thought, sure, if you can get a lamp for 250, why would you deny yourself a pint? No, I spent extra on a bleeding lamp.
That's the most amazing reverse logic I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to drink now, so I'll spend the money on something else. 250 for a lamp.
And I wouldn't mind
only... Jesus, you'd be better off buying a pint.
I wouldn't mind only Damo down the pub. I walked in and says, you're here early. And says, do you know what I just... I got a lamp for 250. That's the sort of shite that lads are talking about.
It was like celebration.
Yeah, it was like a celebration point, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The celebration point,
and
yeah.
even the other thing as well is, I told you about this, right, that Saturday... that's just gone. The Grand National was on.
Oh, yeah.
We went out to watch the Grand National or whatever. And anyway, the long night wore on, right?
Because
it was
a bit
of an early start. Like, the Grand National was, what, 5 o'clock, quarter past five?
Quarter past five, yeah.
And so suffice to say, Sunday came round and I was in a right jocker.
Oh, I bet you.
I was in complete jocker. Like, I mean, my head was banging. I was it, right. And I thought, no, enough now, right? And I was like, that's it now. I'm going to, this will be the start of it now. Because I can't be feeling this bad. This is absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
And I literally made it to yesterday. I made it to yesterday. I went down and had a few pints.
Yeah. This is what happens. This is what happens.
Like, but Monday I kind of stayed strong. Tuesday I was starting to waver, but yeah. I managed to stay strong because nobody asked me to go for a pint. And then yesterday, oh, all right, then straight away.
Isn't it unbelievable? And like, I never to get cash anymore, right?
Yeah.
Never get cash. I was going to get my car valeted. Car's in shit. The dogs have it in shit. There's dirt and muck and everything in it. And I like having it clean, so I was going to get it valeted. So I called the valet lad. And he goes, right, I'll be there in your job. It comes to you, one of these fellas.
Yeah.
Says, I'll be there on Tuesday morning, £100. I said, grand. And so I got the cash out, £100.
Yeah.
Then on Tuesday morning, I came in here with you. And he sent me a message going, my generator's broken, I can't make it. I went, well, fuck that. And then, but well, I have to take the money out now. So I went for a burger and a pint. And I thought I'd save money because I still had like £60 left. After buying it for two people.
That's mad. I don't know what's happened with you.
I don't know.
Like, it's like everything leads back to some sort of, like, in inverted commas, bad food and drink.
Everything.
Like, you were originally a borderline teetotaler.
Yeah, Bob, pretty. Yeah.
And a home-cooked, healthy food, whatever.
Yeah.
And literally now, every option has been... Easter eggs for your dinner.
Yeah.
You've had about, I don't know many dinners you've had that have been made up with just Easter eggs.
Easter and chocolate Mikado.
Chocolate Mikado. And all of them have followed on after a feast of fizzy.
A feast of fizzies, yeah. It's unreal. I'm going to have to get a handle. Like, yeah. I said, Jim, this month, and that's it, back to normal.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
I'm going to get summer body back.
This is amazing. Have you anything that you have to do it for? Like, yeah. You know the way people say, oh, no, you need a target, you need a goal, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody's wedding coming up, or you're going to win a big holiday, or you're doing something or whatever. And
yeah, that's right.
Like, I'm not sure that would even inspire me.
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
Like, I don't have anything to look forward to, unfortunately, but I'm wondering even if it did.
Yeah, I'm starting to think now, like, whereas before I had my belt to get tight, and I used to think to myself, Jesus, I'm going to have to, you know, I'd be into the doing my bike road ski classes and, you know, I'd be home cooking everything and sort myself out. That'd be the end of that. Yeah. Now, my belt's getting tight, I'm thinking, I wonder, can you get elastic waist on these jeans? You know, it's like the goalposts have shifted so far.
And you know what
I'll get it together again. It just won't be yet.
Do you know what I've started doing as well, which is like really bad idea, right? Is if you look at yourself and you think you're out of shape or whatever, you're out of shape, your belly's on you, you know, it's whatever and all that kind of stuff. And then rather than kind of looking at yourself and copping on and getting rid of it and getting stuck into it and all that sort of stuff, you start looking at lads that are fatter than you and trying to make yourself feel better.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Well, at least I'm not the size of... you know, Tony or whatever.
Yeah, see Tony O'Mahony there? He's as hefty. I mean, I'm bad, but Jesus Christ, that fella's unbelievable.
Just mean, yeah. And you're looking at yourself while you're standing, you know, you're in the pub or whatever, and you're looking. Yeah, look at him, and nobody ever calls him fat around.
Yeah, yeah. You're looking at him, and he eats spaghetti bolognese out of a wheelbarrow.
Oh, yeah. And you start doing that thing. Anyway, it's just natural, man at my age. You know what I mean? A bit of middle-aged bread. That's normal, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're supposed to look like this. Or else you do the thing where you pick the one good bit. Do you ever do that? I go, right, my belly's fat, but I haven't got a double chin. Yeah. And then if you see the double chin, you go, sure, fuck it. If I shave, no one will see it.
Yeah.
So you just have a shave. So instead of going on a diet, you have a shave.
Yeah. You start doing that weird thing where you pick, like, random bits of your body that, like, in other words...
The good bits, yeah.
Like, yeah. Well, but it's things, it's weird things. Like, well, like not even your double chin. You're like my arms aren't fat.
Yeah, yeah. What? Yeah, yeah, they're going, yeah. Like, okay, I've got a bit of a belly, but look at the hole on me. That is an arse a woman would die for.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my ankles and all. It's not like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I'd honest to God, now, if I shaved that arse, there isn't a woman in Ireland would want it.
So basically, as long as I don't turn around, it should be all right.
Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, all I have to do is walk backwards.
Actually, a male appearance came in on some of the best bits during the week. Thankfully, there was clothing involved. But because we ended up, I know it seems to be a common theme about lads and their fashion faux pas.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Lads were getting another kind of slagging during the week.
I know, they're getting another slagging because of fashion faux pas that, to be quite honest, I didn't think were fashion faux pas.
I think there was a top 10 and you were responsible for a good 9.
A good 9 out of them, yeah.
So that was on the show this week. Also, we found an alternative sport. I mean, apparently you can forget about your GAA and your soccer and your rugby and your tennis and your all that kind of carry
yesterday's
on.
Yesterday's news.
Oh, I tell you something, there's stuff going on in the country now.
A World Cup, actually.
Yeah. A World Cup, that's right.
Yeah, it's a World Championship.
A World Cup and... in a fictional sport, a fictional sport has actually taken hold and become a thing that the world competes for.
Yeah.
A made-up fictional sport.
I know, of course it's in Limerick.
So that was on. Also, the subject of age, naturally in the build-up to BJ's birthday, the subject of age came up, specifically when we were talking about the oldest winner of Mastermind. Do you remember that?
That's right, yeah.
Oldest winner. We were disgusted that they were even referred to them as being an old winner.
I know, yeah.
To be honest with you.
Because catching up on them fairly rapidly, to be honest.
You better believe it. And also then on the subject of age, as you know, as people get older, maybe everything creaks a little bit and aches a little bit and all that sort of carry on. And there was a little bit of advice on how to handle your aches and pains from the one and only Eamon Holmes.
Yes.
Which has to be heard to be believed.
I still think I do a good impression. I'm nailing it down.
Here, you can decide. Have a listen to these best bits from during the week. I will talk to you in a sec.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
I mean, if you're a regular listener to this show, you'll know that PJ and myself have embraced... middle age.
I mean,
to be honest with you, I don't know if we did embrace it or if it just overtook us.
I think it embraced us more than the other way around, to be quite honest. Yeah, it sneaks up on you, doesn't it?
Yeah, but we're kind of constantly trying to hang on to the idea of like everything being the new everything else.
Yeah, that's true, yes. Do you know what I mean? 50s the new 20s.
As far as we're concerned, we're still in our 20s or 30s.
I'm just a 12-year-old with bad knees.
Yeah.
That's all.
Exactly. So... when somebody declares this particular age to be old...
kind of set me back, yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, we're not fans of this, though.
Not really. There's a big headline, like, it's on in the paper, and it's like, oldest winner of Mastermind ever. And I was thinking, well, what age
my
is
my God,
it?
We're going to be talking, what, late 90s?
Yeah, good for her. 66.
Ah, here.
66, and she's the oldest.
Only barely retirement age.
She's only, just out of it. She's Alice Walker is her name. She won it by 6 points in the grand final, and scored a perfect 14 out of 14 in her specialist subject, which is the Peak District National Park.
Wow.
Like, that was her specialist subject. Peak District National Park. So, and she said she didn't even have to study for it. She knew everything about it already. She didn't need to study at all.
Why, just by walking around it? Just visiting?
Just like, I suppose she loves the park. She does be reading up on it and all that sort of. That shows you what middle-age does to a person. She's just not about like geology in general or, you know, animals of the world or, park life and, general wildlife. No, just the local park there. So what would I be doing with the rest of the world? Why would I be caring about it? You know what I mean?
Wow.
The rest of the world,
I mean, I assume you'd probably have to go fairly in-depth. You probably have to know all the species of plants and trees and everything that are in it.
And I guess history of people who used to live there or whatever, if there was that sort of stuff, you know, like St. Anne's Park, for instance, in Dublin, you know.
Is that your specialist subject?
No, I don't have a specialist subject.
Actually, you do. Yeah, your specialist subject should be... various forms of dog poo in St. Anne's Park.
Yeah, that's actually true, yeah. You're actually right. During a pandemic.
Yeah, pools I've encountered.
during the pandemic. Yeah. But they're very fussy about what is allowed to be a specialist subject, you know.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, you can't just pick anything. So, some people have gone in and they've had the choice of three specialist subjects and they've thrown them out there and mastermind come back and say, no, you can't just do that, or if it's been done before or whatever.
Right.
And if you still want to play, you have to specialise in something else that they will clear when you come back at them again.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, and if you're 66, I suppose you could be an expert in quite a few things. I'm just thinking, if my ma was on it, the poor woman, she'd be there going, she wouldn't be, she'd be struggling to find the seat.
Special subjects, my medication, 1983 to 1985.
Yeah. What is the blue tablet at 10 milligrams? And the green one? Yeah. Can you spell superdiloxine? Or else it would be daytime TV from 10 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock in the evening.
That's right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Obviously, that's the stuff that they...
What time is Mass on RTE1? 11:30. That'd be all our specialist subjects.
Oh, yeah, I'd be dreadful at that. I'd be dreadful at anything that involves any sort of, as you know, my memory. I'm assuming that's what they're having a go at there.
Yeah.
They're assuming that older people, that memory starts to fade and that's why they...
Yeah.
In theory, there should be no reason why an age thing would apply.
In theory, you should be better the older you get.
Exactly.
Because you accumulate more knowledge and wisdom as you get older. But in reality...
They're obviously implying that then memories fade, your ability to retain the information fades or whatever.
Yeah.
Which, to be honest with you, I mean, there's not much point in me denying. I must have the worst memory of... I mean, I can't remember who has a worse memory than me.
But he accused me of having the worst memory of him.
No, but I mean, you have this bizarre sort of memory. You have like little dropouts of memory. Like you'll have literally said to me, you know, there's a good story here about blah, 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 whatever. And like about 2 minutes later, I'll go, will we do the story about blah, blah, blah? And you'll go, what? The story that the... what's that now? The thing you told me about that story involving the... Did I? Right, okay.
Isn't that terrible?
Let me just find it here.
If I was on Mastermind, my specialist subject couldn't even be things I said an hour ago.
Adam has just been on to back me up in terms of my accusations about your memory.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
He just pointed out, he said, remember when you were talking about Eric Idle's birthday? Right?
I do.
That wasn't that long ago.
This was an embarrassing moment even for me.
Yeah, it was Eric Idle's birthday, right? And... And PJ said, oh, yeah, he was one of the most underrated of the Monty Python gang. He really was, you know what I mean? What was his name again?
Martin Little, I said.
We hadn't even changed the topic.
We hadn't even changed the subject.
There hadn't even been a break in the conversation.
No.
And you went from literally me saying it was Eric Idle's birthday, you went into, he was an underrated member of the Monty Python team. Again, oh yeah, I remember, what was his name again?
Because I went through, because I distracted myself by saying the other two names. I said, because the other lads in it.
John Cleese
and Norman Wisdom. No, Norman Wisdom. Oh my God, I'll have to do it again.
Norman Wisdom.
What's the name of the fella?
Michael Palin.
Michael Palin. Michael, that's what I meant.
Oh my God. Norman Wisdom. What is that? Oh my God. And then, I acknowledge I've no memory. That's unbelievable.
I need to see a doctor.
Oh, you do, man.
I tell you.
You do.
That's not good. When I'm cleaning windows.
That was George Formby.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
Man, George, oh dear God, oh, do you want to stop talking now?
Yeah, somebody help me.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
As people age, of course, you know, there's things happen, and the older you get and a few more aches and pains,
I'm telling you,
things happen to the body. I mean, you've already encountered, I mean, you're a man with... I mean, dicky feet,
yeah.
Dodgy waterworks.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Other, and I've, as I recently found out, I'm thinning a little bit in the back of the head, which I'm not happy about at all.
Wow. But there's good news from another. I mean, actually, can you qualify 47 as middle age? Can you?
Oh, definitely.
Can you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's, you're just beyond it. Like, you're very. If you double my age, it's way over my life expectancy, if you know
right,
what I mean.
I know what you mean, yeah. So, you can take solace from the advice of another celebrity, another middle-aged celebrity.
Yeah, although he's...
As the ailments kind of,
Eamon Holmes. You know Eamon Holmes, yeah?
Indeed, I do.
Yeah, yeah, like, you know, famous nerdy on the telly. He is saying that he absolutely believes, full stop, that cursing and swearing is a great painkiller.
Wow.
He's got...
But let's face it, it's one of your fortes. You do a good swear. Now, obviously...
I do.
I mean, it comes as a constant source of amazement to all of us that you managed to avoid it while on air, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I know.
But you certainly make up for it when you're off.
Oh, yeah, but ain't that the truth? That is the absolute truth. But he suffers from chronic back pain, he says, and he gets severe pains, and he says he reckons, no doubt about it, that if he curses and swears, he takes the pain away. He says it's not any better than a couple of proper painkilling tablets, but it definitely helps to ease it.
Wow.
That's
by
what he
having
says.
A good old sweary rant.
A big old curse. Although I can't see Eamon Holmes really cursing. You know?
He does seem like a very nice, mild-mannered kind of character.
Like, what sort of curses would Eamon Holmes be?
Damn. He might say damn.
Yeah, there's my back now. Look at that. What about it? What a fiddler's belly that is. That's awful. I don't like it. You know? But all of that, you know what I mean?
I do really enjoy your Eamon Holmes impersonation.
I think it's close enough.
You think it's close enough, do you?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Whatever, yeah,
so then we can add ears as your hearing as part of the problem.
So he does talk like that. He's got to drags that bit out when he's talking like that, doesn't he? Hey, next up on the show, we have somebody who's married the ghost of a pirate.
he might do a kind of an, oh darn, sorry about my language.
Yeah, oh hot doggity damn it. That's such a pain in the wrist, isn't it? Oh, I don't like it. That's what, that really turns my cake. You be not like that, would he?
As to which is worse, the swearing or the impersonation. It's quite extraordinary.
You be quiet or I'll go over there and I swear to God I'll shove a little finger up your nose.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
If you were with us a bit earlier on, you will have heard PJ recap on his birthday list. These are the list of acceptable presents that he will accept for his birthday on the 18th of April.
Yes, yes, Easter Monday.
Soon, literally this day week.
Indeed.
So he was just giving you a recap. Have you published the birthday list?
I haven't, actually.
Have you put it on social media?
No,
anything?
I haven't.
Right.
I'll have to do it.
You know, most people, when they do things like their wedding list and stuff, it's normally put on, like, it's put in the shop in question. Or
I know.
That sort of thing. So, yeah.
I'll do that. I'll post it today.
Right.
It shall be on my Insta stories for anyone that wishes to buy me a present. At the end of this show.
But as part of the list, Annie, there was a couple of fashion-related things. In fact, there was a few. There was, you were accepting runners or trainers.
Yeah, I was.
You wanted a couple of flash t-shirts.
Definitely, yeah, flashy ones.
And then
ones,
you
yeah.
mentioned that website, didn't you, as well?
80s Casual Classics, yeah.
Right.
Which is supposed to be a fantastic, well, what not isn't supposed to be. It is a fantastic website. I love all the clothes on it, yeah.
Okay, so there you go. And, of course, as you know, our man PJ Gallagher has been a dedicated follower of fashion. He has his own style.
Well,
which involves
bold prints.
Bold prints is definitely the way to go.
Yeah.
The way to go. Now, the thing about it is, right, there are some people who believe that men aren't brilliant when it comes to the fashion stakes and that we are guilty of many a faux pas.
Yeah, and I tell you something, AskMen.com, the website AskMen, they've published, right, the 10, what they say is the deadliest sort of fashion faux pas of the modern man.
Deadliest?
Right? Yeah, as in the worst, you know. Deadliest might be my word, okay. I might be hamming this up a little bit. But they have said these are the most common fashion faux pas that men do. And I have to be honest, I've done and do nearly all of them.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Man.
Honestly,
nearly all of them.
Yeah, I'm actually
how
shocked
bad are we
with myself.
Talking here?
I think that's the thing. I read this list and none of it sounds bad to me.
Right.
Like socks and sandals is on it, right?
Yeah.
Which, granted, if you're wearing those priest jokes, you know them thing, like you look like a gladiator with a pair of like white toweling stockings in them, and you know that's never going to be the right. But you know the way nowadays everybody has like a sock and
I tell you the other thing.
You know, socks and Crocs is never going to be a good look.
You know this thing now, they're calling them sliders.
Yeah, sliders, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we would have probably called them flip-flops or something back in the day. God knows. But
yeah,
I wear
them now with socks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But that seems to be acceptable.
I thought so.
Because it's considered sort of sporty or something.
I thought so. And apparently it's outrageous. Apparently,
oh, is it?
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I wouldn't do it myself personally, obviously, because I'd always lean on the just to be on the safe side. Yeah. Wouldn't want to risk any further ridicule.
I do it all the time. I'm all the time running around myself.
I wouldn't classify them as sandals, though.
No, I wouldn't either, but...
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but then what about this? And not shaving your tricky areas on your face. So, like, I'm always forgetting spots on my face. Like, behind your earlobes, they say, or, like, a little bit left kind of on your neck. In that when you've done the rest of your face, you know.
Right. Do you not do the hand test? Oh, no, sure, yeah.
No, I just...
You don't do the hand test, no? You don't kind of go rub against the grain or...
You see, the problem is you can do that because you're actually a man. whereas it's very hard for me. It just feels like this little angel wool that comes out of me. It's a mix between a Brillo pad and like the fur you'd imagine grows on the rear end of a fairy or something that comes out of me. It's weird stuff.
Wow.
It's not real hair at all.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah, you're a man. Like, you have, you know, hair. Like, you, if you get angry, hair just pops out of your nose and your cheeks and everything. I don't have real... I'm not real full-blown at all.
Is that really a fact? I suppose it is a fashion faux pas, but it's like, it's just... that not just laziness or a mistake or something?
Yeah, an accident.
You know
what I mean? Yeah, exactly.
You didn't mean it. It's not like you deliberately left a lump on just one side of your face.
I know.
I'm not shaving that. I find that as a fashion statement.
I hate... It's typical of me that I go out and I have a lump of fairy wool left on one side and I cut half the face off me on the other side. But overt branding. Now, we all know I'm terrible at the overt branding. I love a big print.
Right.
The big Vans thing across the front, or an old horse or a huge banana on me back and all. Whatever these things. I love all that. Carry on.
Oh, really? So you shouldn't advertise your wealth?
Not really, apparently. Yeah, definitely. That's what they're saying is a bad idea. Wearing running shoes outside the gym, apparently, is a terrible thing.
Oh, well, sure, but then we're both in that.
Sure, who doesn't wear runners? That's wild. What are you talking about?
It's very hard to find a pair of shoes now on somebody.
I know.
Everybody, like, casual shoes now are effectively what we would have called runners anyway.
Pretty much.
Or some variation of them.
Yeah, sure, people get married wearing runners and all. Nowadays, you know, you wear a suit and a nice pair of runners or whatever.
Actually, you know what the weird thing about that is? I mean, when you think about all the award ceremonies, all the celebs who show up with the you know, like, suit type trousers or actual suits and white runners.
Yeah, white runners. Mind you, it does. I know what they mean. You ever see those when you get American tourists over? And them lads, and they have a baseball cap and a pair of jeans that comes right up to their man diddies with the belts pulled. And then they have, like, a pair of huge, bright white, brand new sneakers.
Yeah.
Like New Balance ones or whatever. Do you ever see it? It's a hell of a look.
It's quite a size.
It's the look I'm going for.
Then
backpacks on professionals apparently is a terrible thing. So if you're wearing a suit and a backpack, apparently that looks awful.
Oh, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Just looks handy. I don't know. Mismatched suits and shoes. See, no one has shoes that match the suit. Who's got a pinstripe shoe?
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
If you were with us yesterday on the show, we were talking about how, you know, if you were looking for, if traditional sports didn't sort of suit you, you know, if you weren't good at golf or football or rugby or tennis or any, whatever, you know, traditional sort of sports maybe, there was always alternative. Yesterday, for example, they were saying that there was going to be the return of the wife-carrying
competition.
That was coming back as a potential... And there's a world event of that, isn't there?
A world
event. Qualifications and you go on to the worlds and everything.
And it's been hosted in Ireland.
Yeah, exactly. And now we've come across something else that might appeal to you if you know traditional sports, as I say, aren't your bag.
Yes, yeah. Two international series are set to set sail or fly, you might say, in this case, in Limerick. Echoes of Harry Potter will be around the University of Limerick campus this summer when it hosts the European Quidditch Cup.
Yes, the European
Quidditch Cup.
Quidditch Cup.
I know. Division 1, it'll take place over June the 4th and 5th with about 1,000 athletes representing 32 teams from Austria, Belgium, Catalonia, France, Spain, Turkey, Germany, Italy, Norway, the Brits. It's a huge competition.
Oh my God.
Huge. Quidditch.
So, okay. I've only seen the one Harry Potter movie, I think, but I think it had Quidditch in it.
Yeah.
Do you not have to be able to fly?
That's what I thought as well.
To play Quidditch.
That's what I thought as well. So I've been looking at...
Do you not need a magic broom?
No, apparently I've just been looking at videos and It seems they just have sort of like an average length sort of flute-like thing between their legs. A flute-like sort of pole. That they carry between
like
their legs.
Like a broom handle, like, maybe.
Yeah, but shorter than that.
Shorter than the broom handle.
And they run around holding that between their legs. And then, this, so there's seven players on each team, right?
Right.
And they have to outscore their opponents. And they score with a quaffle. They stick a quaffle through a hoop. And
what is a quaffle?
I think it might be a name of a ball.
So is it basically just a football that they've called a quaffle?
I think
or
it might
a volleyball
be.
Or something.
Yeah, it looks a bit like that, yeah. But it's a quaffle for the sake of this. So this, you stick a quaffle through a hoop and if you get through
it... Well, you've got a flute-like thing between your legs.
Yeah. And then you have to defend your own hoop then with tackles and bludgers, whatever a bludger is. And then you catch the snitch to end the game, which sounds a bit more mafia than anything else, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah. Anybody know where the snitch is?
Yeah. Well, we got a snitch. And if I find him, I'm going to beat him with my quaffle and stick my... away on my flute.
Are all these people, like, playing this, just suspending disbelief for a while and pretending that they're flying and pretending that they're actually throwing a ball. They pretend they're throwing a waffle or whatever it's called. A quaffle.
Quaffle.
And then... God, what is... Do we know what the snitch is?
No, I don't... it's really hard to understand what's going on when I'm looking at it.
How do you tackle?
There's a guy there, his name is Sebastian Stink, I think is his name, and he's a...
Sorry, what?
Sebastian Stink, I think is how you pronounce it.
Oh, right, okay.
And he's saying the rules there in this video that I've been watching, but it's very hard to follow. And it also seems like it does seem sort of a progressive type of game. Men and women play together.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So there's a bit of that going on. And but it doesn't look like it makes a lot of sense. Why wouldn't you just play football? Oh, that's all I'm saying. Go out in the street and play football. Would you not? Be normal. Like, instead of sticking, going out with your quaffles and flutes and causing all sorts of trouble on the side of the road and then bringing people around the world from all sorts of countries. Could you not just kick a football around the place?
Exactly.
Like a normal person.
It's you. Because the only thing I can see from the video you're showing me now is that one of the rules appears to be you can never let go of your flute-like object.
Yeah.
You must have one hand on your... stick thing, and while tackling with the other hand.
Yeah.
Or whatever, or throwing your waffle.
Yeah, your quaffle. And I don't know where you keep your snitch.
Who knows?
Who could keep it anywhere, I suppose.
Yeah.
If you're going to keep your magic flute between your legs, you definitely could keep your snitch anywhere.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Yeah, Glory Days, PJ and Jim. Thanks for being with us, folks. I still have to say, even listening back to that Eamon Holmes. Oh, my God, man. That's...
I'll tell you.
I mean, you've done... Like, you know, your impressions have entertained me many, many times over the years. Well, and let's face it, that's the primary objective of an impression, is to entertain.
Entertainment value.
Some people might argue that accuracy
is
actually, you know, being able to be recognised as the person you're trying to impersonate
is somewhat important, yeah.
Yeah, but not me.
No,
I'm much more... If it has a bit of entertainment value, I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm very insulted because Jim said my Eamon Holmes sounds like Julian that used to do the links on UTV years ago.
Do you think your version of an Eamon Holmes is very much like now on the UTV?
Now on UTV.
Gail, wait till I tell you.
Gail pulls a peg to butter and you won't believe what happened after that.
When you were doing that impression the first time around, I was starting to think, he's got the wrong bloke. He's not, he doesn't even know. I was thinking to myself, he doesn't actually know who Eamon Holmes is. That's what's wrong. I don't know who he's thinking of.
Oh, Jesus.
It was brilliant. I mean, I know it takes a lot I thought maybe previously your Pat Kenny was my favourite impression.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I mean? But I enjoy your slightly exaggerated Pat Kenny.
Yeah.
But
Sovereign Succotash. Oh, heavens to Murgatroyd, we're in a recession.
But bizarrely, to think that sounds more like Pat Kenny than your Eamon Holmes sounds like Eamon Holmes.
I think I'm not that far off. It's like those Nordy newsreaders. Ever since it was a ceasefire, they fuck all to talk about the Northern News. Do you ever see it? Yeah, but since, like, in the last 30 years since the ceasefire, remember they used to come on and go, there's been a bomb scare now in Ellis Island. And now it's like, they have nothing to talk about. They're going, that's the news today. Oh, now we're going over to Enniskillen. Well, our fella found a favour. It's pure shite. Nothing to talk about.
Brilliant. Anyway, listen, we'll get out of here, let you get on with the rest of your life. Thanks a million for hanging out with us, folks.
Yeah, vote for the DUP.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.